Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Kuf Ayin Hey Baba Basra 175. And today's Daf Yomi brings us to the final Mishnah of Baba Basra. And the Mishnah tells us, Hamalva es chavero b'shtar, somebody who lends their friend money via a contract, meaning to say that they record the loan via contract with two witnesses, Govem in Chasim Mishubadim. Then, if the lender is not able to collect his money from the borrower directly, the lender is able to collect money from any property that the borrower sold subsequent to the loan. That is called nechasim meshubadim, property where there is basically a lien on it. And we have learned already in our tractate that even if this explicit lien is not written into the contract, we assume that that is just a mistake of the scribes. And every written contract is assumed to have a lien on it unless specified otherwise. However, continues the Mishnah, al yedei edim, if it was just an oral loan with witnesses, govim minachasim b'nei chorin, then we cannot assume that the lender can collect from property where there's a lien on it, but he can only collect from free and clear property, meaning property that is still within the possession of the borrower. And the reason why he cannot go to property that was purchased from the borrower subsequent to the loan is because, as the Gemara explains, there is no kol, there is no sound associated with it, and so therefore we cannot assume that the purchaser should have known about the loan because it was a written contract and not because it was an oral contract and not a written contract. So too, says our Mishnah, Hotzi alav kesav yado shul chayev lo. Let's say the lender produces a statement by the borrower that where the borrower admits that he owes him money, that he borrowed money. Still, that is not considered to be a written contract with witnesses because this is just a statement by the borrower himself. And so therefore, gova minachasim b'nei chorin, he can only collect from free and clear property and not from the property that the purchasers bought subsequent to the loan. Continues the Mishnah, if there is an arev, a guarantor, hayotze la'achar chisum shtaros, and what happened was the guarantor wrote his responsibility. He wrote that he would be a guarantor, but he wrote this on the document after the signatures of the witnesses, and so therefore it's clear that the signatures of the witnesses are not testifying that to his role as a guarantor. Then if somebody wants to come and collect, if the lender wants to collect the money from the guarantor, he can only collect it from the free and clear property of the guarantor. He cannot collect it from any property that was sold subsequent to the loan, because that's assumed to be an oral guarantee and not a guarantee via a written contract. And indeed, says our Mishnah, Mai said Baal if nay Rabbi Shmuel, an incident happened with Rabbi Shmuel, and this where the guarantor signed subsequent to the witnesses, the Amar Gova Minachasim B'nei Chorin, and as a result of this, Rabbi Shmuel said, you could only collect from the free and clear property of the guarantor, but not from the lien property. So Ben Nanas responded to Rabbi Shmuel, no, under those circumstances where the guarantor signed subsequent to the witnesses, you cannot collect even from the free and clear property of the guarantor. Why not? He's admitting it. He's writing that he's a guarantor. So why asked the Mishnah, are we unable to collect from even from the free and clear property of the guarantor? Comes along Ben Nanas and explains, what is this similar to? This is similar to somebody who sees somebody else, chonik es echad bashuk, he sees somebody pressing down, strangling somebody in the marketplace, and he finds this person in distress, and he says, leave him alone, because basically the narrative that the Mishnah is saying is, let's say you see a lender really pressing upon a borrower in the marketplace, you say, leave him alone, I'll pay it for you. So there, under those circumstances, Benana says, he'll be exempt. Why? Because when the loan took place, it wasn't done on the basis that the guarantor would be responsible. And so even though the guarantor says subsequent to the loan that he'll be responsible, we say that he's not really responsible. He was just doing it to relieve any pressure upon the borrower, but he was not really committing. And so therefore, Ben Nana says where the guarantor signs subsequent to the loan, indeed he is not going to be responsible even to pay from nechasim b'nei chorin, even from free and clear property. And when Rabbi Shmuel heard this, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, harotze sheyachkim, one who wants to be wise, what should he do? And it's interesting that these are the very last lines of the Mishnah in the entire tractate of Baba Basra. Rabbi Shmuel says that one who wants to be wise, yasok b'dinei mamonos, he should engage himself in the study of monetary laws. She'ein l'cha miktsoa b'torah yoser mehen. There's no subject in the Torah that is greater than them. And v'hen k'mayan hanoveya, it is like a spring that is just growing stronger and continuing to flow. V'arot says she'yasok b'dinei mamonos, Yeshamesh Shimon ben Anas, and one who really wants to engage in understanding monetary laws should follow the teachings of Shimon ben Anas and should serve Shimon ben Anas. And the Tiferes Yisrael says something. He says, why is it considered to be that one who wants to really be wise in the ways of the Torah should study monetary matters? He said, because when it comes to other areas, like whether or not something is permitted or forbidden, then we could say, if you don't understand it, you could just be strict, and we assume that you don't do it, and therefore, you can't go wrong just by being strict. But when it comes to monetary matters, you can't just say that, because one person will gain and one person will lose. And so therefore, in order to really give an opinion about it, you have to have complete understanding of it. So therefore, we say one who wants to be wise should engage in the laws of monetary matters, because then you're going to come to the depths and understand really in all of its beautiful details the ways of the Torah.